Good Monday morning. It's time again for The Business Side, our weekly spotlight on business news in Central Kentucky. I'm Alan Lytle. Joining me this morning is David Nichols, Managing Editor of Business Lexington. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Alan. Good to be with you again.
You recently did an article on Country Boy Brewing and their new Georgetown operation. Did you get a chance to go out and see that place?
I've been by it several times, but I haven't been inside the facility as of yet. One of our writers went and toured it with the Country Boys. It's a game changer for them, for sure. It's on 6 acres that can be expanded to 10. They've got a total of 23,000 square feet, and it cost them $7 million to produce this facility. What they're doing there is both a tap room and a production facility that is going to change drastically their capacity to produce and also to can and distribute.
Not necessarily a shift in the operation, but a major ramping up of their business.
Right. Country Boy, along with West Six and Blue Stallion, are you know, some of the real pioneers of craft brewing in the Lexington area. But anyone who's gone over to their tap room in Lexington, that's 900 square feet. It's a cozy place, put it that way. The new tap room itself is 4,000 square feet with 36 taps. It looks really beautiful in the pictures we have. A lot of Corten steel and walnut slab tables. But even more than that, I think it really is a production facility. They've added a 50-barrel system that can produce 1,500 gallons per session. If you look for Country Boy in the grocery stores or liquor stores these days, mostly what you're going to find is their Blonde Ale Cougar Bait. I think they've done some shorter runs of some of their other beers, but they're really looking to ramp up. They have 4 beers that are kind of their core. In addition to Cougar Bait, they have Shotgun Wedding, which is a brown ale, Halfway Home, which is a pale ale, and Cliff Jumper, which is their IPA, and they're looking to start canning and distributing all of those. Beyond that, I think that they're talking to Daniel Harrison, one of the owners there. They have ties to Georgetown. They're really looking at Scott County, which is one of the fastest-growing counties anywhere, to really fuel this expansion. With the tap room, they're looking at the growth also in just alcohol-related tourism that you see all over the state with bourbon and craft beer.
One of Lexington's prominent chefs has a new restaurant in the downtown area. Tell us about Jonathan Lundy's Corto Lima on Short Street and how it's different from the recently closed Coba Casina on Richmond Road.
Jonathan Lundy is one of the most prominent chefs in town. 14 years ago, he kind of burst on the scene with Jonathan's at Gratz Park, which kind of celebrated the southern farm-to-table cuisine that at the time was a lot less the focus than it has become. So he was kind of a groundbreaker there. As you mentioned, he was at Coba Casino, which was owned by the Greer Companies, kind of a high-profile, flashy place that only lasted a couple of years. They closed that in 2016. This place is really anticipated by people in town. To hear Lundy, he tells us that this is really, you know, him and his cuisine. It's a lot smaller than Coba Casino. It's a small place at 101 West Short Street. They kind of opened quietly in early February and have slowly been publicizing it more. But for Lundy, this is, you know, he tells us that this is food more from his heart and what he wants to do. It's Latin-inspired, it's small plates. He says that it's intended to be kind of a mashup of a neighborhood bar, a Mexican cantina, and a Spanish tapas restaurant.
It sounds more and more like you mentioned, Jonathan, more of Jonathan's personality coming in.
I think that's a big part of it. He's working with a longtime collaborator, T.J. Cox, who's designed the drink menu. And it, you know, follows the food and focusing with tequila, mezcals, and rum leading the way. But, you know, of course, this is Kentucky, so there's bourbon there as well. But I think it's also following another trend of just smaller, more intimate restaurants. I think you're seeing a lot more of that. You saw Gray's open up recently. So I think some of the bigger chefs are trying to to create more intimate experiences.
We should mention Table 310 has closed for good.
Correct. That was a one of the best-known fine dining establishments in downtown when it was launched years ago, originally by Krim Boylehanna and Andrea Sims, who have done Wine and Market and later moved on to National Provisions. They actually sold Table 310 last March to a couple named Daniel and Florence Marlowe, and they had been running it since then. And they announced shortly before Valentine's Day that they were closing down. We really haven't received official word on what comes next. There's been various people talking about fast casual or a new concept, but we're really just kind of waiting to hear what's going to emerge from that.
Well, that's all the time we have for today on the business side. Our guest has been David Nichols, managing editor of Business Lexington. Have a great week ahead.
You as well. Nice to talk to you.